Alize America presents Alize en Concert, the unofficial fan commentary track. Hi everybody, I'm Ru Roshan from the Alize America forums, and what you're about to listen to is a fan commentary track recorded by a bunch of us here at Alize America for the Alize en Concert DVD. The idea is that you'll start your copy of Alize en Concert at the same time that we start ours on the recording, and then follow along with us as we watch it together in real time. The inspiration for this idea came from a movie review podcast that I listened to called The Backseat Producers, which, if you're curious, you can check out at backseatproducers.com. They recently released a live commentary track of their own for the film The Sixth Sense, which was hilarious and a lot of fun to listen to, and it was kind of a neat experience to watch it along with them. A few weeks after I first listened to it, in one of the many discussions that we've had on the Alize America forums about the En Concert DVD, both Roman and Lobeam wished that we all had the ability to just hang out at somebody's house and watch the DVD together, which is kind of an impossibility, or at the very least a logistical nightmare, given how far flung we all are from each other. Roman even volunteered to make popcorn. I suggested that we do the next best thing. Gather together one Saturday afternoon on the Alize America Ventrilo server, which is kindly hosted by Jungador Alize, and then start all our DVDs together at the same time and watch it together that way, via the magic of the internets. I also suggested that we record the chat party for posterity, and if it turned out okay, that we could possibly release it as a podcast. Hey, it worked for the Backseat Producers, why not us, right? Anyway, up front, I'd just like to apologize for the audio quality. Not only were we recording off a vent server, but some of us couldn't resist the urge to really crank the music as we watched. And, well, honestly, who can blame us? But that meant that there was a lot of background music that I had to scrub out, with mixed results. Despite how it may sound at points, I promise you that none of our hosts were actually forced to record from the bottom of a tin can. That having been said, it was a really fun experience. We all had a really great time recording it, and we hope that you'll have a great time listening along. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future commentary tracks, because I'm pretty sure that we're going to wind up doing this at least a few more times, please join us on the forums at alizeamerica.com and let us know. And now, without further ado, start up your En Concert DVD, get yourself to the main menu screen, have your cursor poised over the film, make yourself a big bowl of popcorn, because Roman never did actually come through with the popcorn that he promised us, and listen for the countdown telling you when to press play. Okay, that's it. Hope you enjoy it.
Well, I'm ready to go. I have the film selected, and I guess when I hit it, we will start. So we got to do a countdown.
Okay, well, first I think we should probably, first of all, introduce each other. Introduce ourselves. Hi, everybody. I'm Roshan.
Hello, I'm Roman.
I'm a Snatcher 42, though you could just call me Ben.
I'm Lobeam.
I suppose I'm Jung. Just call me what you will.
Jimmy Dean is with us in the chat room.
And hello, I'm Thompson TP, but you can call me TP if you like.
Okay, toilet paper, thanks.
F you.
PG, guys.
Well, that's why he said F you.
Well, that's PG-13, but... And actually, in PG-13, you get one F-bomb.
F can mean a lot of things.
Yes, it can, as far as any 12-year-olds know.
Food? Fingers?
Well, I just ate. You're not helping.
Okay, well, welcome everybody to the unofficial commentary track to Alize en Concert, done here by the members of Alize America. It may seem a little bit silly to do a commentary track for a concert DVD, but this is Alize America, and we do more silly things before breakfast than most other Alize forums do all day.
Hear, hear.
Amen.
Righteous.
Were we supposed to bring breakfast?
Oh, I bought some popcorn, but I didn't pop it.
Yeah, hey, I was promised popcorn comments at this thing.
Got your croissants.
And du croissant,
eh? They're not any good around here, though.
No, nothing like Paris.
Nope.
Josh was really loving those croissants in Paris the first time we went. He kept going back there like three times. Oh, I gotta get more.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so just a little bit of background on OnConcert just before we get started here, just for the uninitiated. Of course, Alizé OnConcert is something that every Alizé fan in the world has to experience. And if you haven't watched it yet, definitely turn this commentary track off and watch it the first time through without us babbling in your ear. It really is an amazing experience that you don't want the first time through to be ruined just by our babbling.
Or the first five times, really.
Yeah, exactly. Not to be safe.
So OnConcert is the live DVD that was generated from Alizé's concert tour that she did throughout the latter half of 2003 and into two shows in January of 2004. Mostly took place across France. I believe there were about 42 concerts in total, as well as one in Switzerland and one in Belgium, I believe, right?
Belgium, I know.
So there's 17 songs altogether. It incorporates about, I believe, four costume changes, so five outfits altogether. And what we're going to do is we're going to attempt to watch this thing together in real time, as close to it as we can. And we're basically just going to shoot the breeze here as the DVD plays and share our observations, our commentary, and maybe point out a thing or two that you may not have already noticed about the film.
I think you'll know less after this commentary, actually.
There is the risk of serious brain damage, I will admit.
Happens.
All right, well, let's get going, do a countdown here.
Hey, so everybody's on the main menu screen and has their cursor poised on the film, right?
The film.
Sure.
Check.
Yeah.
Close enough.
All right, Tom, you want to give us a five count there?
Can I do it in Swedish?
Yar.
Yes, kidding. All right, let's go. Everybody ready?
Ready?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
So there we go, the Requiem Publishing logo there.
Oh, yes.
Okay, mine is lagging.
Oh, no, we've already got some.
Damn time. It! We're already screwed up.
Man down, man down!
Man down, medic!
Medic! Do we want to keep going, okay, or do we want to start it again?
Ah, yes, go.
Hey, am I the only one who thought that was two chicks making out the first time?
No, I was just about to say the first time I saw it, I thought it was two chicks making out.
Yeah, the first two times, I wasn't sure. Guys still wear that in Paris. I've seen them.
Adam's apple. My buddy pointed it out.
Well, this is...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Anyway... This is one of my favorite parts. This opening music and everything is just awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, this is written by her drummer and the musical director, who I won't try to pronounce his name. Maybe you could do that better. Roman, Louis,
I know his first name is Louis, yeah.
Louis? Yeah, that's all I know.
There he is. There's his credit.
Oh, I missed it. Darn. And, you know, at her Mexico concert, they had some pretty cool opening music and stuff, too. But this is just so much.
It got this, like, feeling that something big is going to happen. It's like building up this powerful, like, feeling. Sort of like
exactly.
Lord of the Rings or something like that. It's
okay, let's not equate Alizé to that, please. But, yeah.
Sure it is.
Well, you also have
it really
to say
gets
my
you in the mood.
Also.
This is the Battle of the Helm's Deep.
That's probably the first and last time that I'll ever hear Alizé compared to Lord of the Rings.
I sure hope so.
I don't think it'll be the last time, no.
You know, I really miss the old logo.
And you know, I think this may be my favorite song on here.
Okay, so you're going with Alizé as your favorite song?
Yeah, the opening is just so awesome, that sound. And just because, I don't know, you get that opening part and then you get Alizé. And what's more perfect than that?
It's got the cute factor, too.
Yeah, I kind of agree, though. I also feel the first couple, it takes a few songs for the energy level to get up on this DVD. And I don't know if that's because of the editing or the filming or the actual show. I don't know, but I feel like first like two numbers are a little low on the energy. Not saying they're bad, but I prefer it after those first two.
Oh, and I love watching her walk down the steps here.
Well, part of it, I think, is that you don't have your real first heavy choreography number until we get into a few numbers in.
Yeah, that's true. She's basically standing at the mic stand.
Yeah, she's singing, and that's, you know, that's what you get.
Well, it's a bit of a charm thing to it as well. When you can see how she, like, get this bond to the crowd for every performance. She gets like this more and more energy, and the crowd is like giving her more and more, and everything like.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. That is a good point, and that's how it should be. You know, you crank it up as you're going. You want to start out a little lower so that you have something to build up to.
Yeah, I just want to clarify. I didn't mean that as a criticism. Just why I wouldn't pick the first few songs as my favorite.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, just a moment ago, when the camera swung by the audience, you saw that they were right up against the stage, which means that was probably filmed at the Zenith show in January in Paris. There's no gap between the stage and the audience there, whereas often we'll see there's sort of a barrier, and that's so probably filmed at several months earlier at the Olympian Paris. Some people said there's also clips from other shows on this DVD. That may be true, maybe not. I can't really tell since I wasn't there. But definitely, I think the majority is from the shows in Paris at the Olympia and Zenith.
Cool. Well, yeah, you can see a lot of times when they'll flash, like when they'll show different, when she's just standing there or something, you can see it's from different shows.
Guitar changes, too.
And this is how closely I've been paying attention. The length of her hair changes quite a bit as well from one shot to another.
I didn't notice that.
It's true. Her bangs are noticeably shorter in some shots.
I just see the magically appearing and disappearing wedding ring.
Well, yes, there is that too.
Oh, you kind of stole some of what I was going to point out.
Leave it to me.
Okay, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead with this is my favorite outfit, too. When I first saw it, I thought it was kind of weird with those frills and all, but I guess I got used to it. And it just accentuates her body so nicely, for one thing, you know.
And just yesterday, Edgar pointed out that it's actually a two-piece, which was the first time I'd really noticed that.
Is it a two-piece, or is it just a belt?
As I pointed out, it's not. It's just a belt holding her mic pack.
Or a lightsaber.
I'm not sure.
Then there's no way. It's just a belt.
Yeah, that's one piece.
Yeah, you're probably right.
About the outfits and on concert is, you know, a lot of the criticism that she's had in the Secret Elise era is that she's not dressing as sexy as she was. The outfits here aren't all that, you know, super revealing or, you know, bombshellish. They're probably about the same as, but kind of what she was wearing in the Secret Elise era.
I mean, other than that outfit and maybe that last one that she wears. But yeah, I mean, that is a good point. You know, she has the baby doll dress and that kind of thing on a couple of these songs.
Though the yellow one is something I don't think she'd wear now.
No, I agree. The yellow one is probably,
Yeah. But yeah, there's like two or three outfits that are, you know, like a normal dress, like what she's wearing here and stuff. And it's different.
Well, maybe it's sort of the transition.
But yeah, I mean, it's not like she's like trying to not be sexy exactly, but you know, I think it's just the contrast thing is part of it. And you know, Lori was still kind of doing the same kind of thing, and maybe people, you know, think, okay, well, why isn't Alize doing that, you know?
Does anybody else do the Onshaw hand thing when that comes up on the song?
Yes, every time. Every time I see it, I do it too.
Do what?
The backup,
when the backup singer. When the backup
singer. Oh, okay, I got you. All right. No, I've never actually do that myself, but okay. I noticed I'm doing it.
I have her songs on my headset, and when I run, I'll actually run it down the street and do that with my hands.
Dude, you didn't need to tell us that.
The video work hasn't happened.
Hey, it's all good.
Yeah, you know, I'm messing with you, you know. I'm this lazy, crazy kind of guy as anybody.
So does
nobody else
have,
knows what I'm doing.
What's that?
What's the exact count you got on your player? Like 8 and 40 something? Like the time has been...
I'm at 850 right now.
Alright, that's about it. Yeah, and that like step thing she does when she sings. We missed it, but...
She does that step thing and kind of tilts her head. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts as well. Just wanted to point that out.
Oh, you mean just the way she kind of bounces back and forth
while she's singing? No, she does this...
She stomps her foot and then tilts her head.
Yeah,
I know exactly what he's talking about.
So we missed it, but it's, yeah, great.
So does anyone have Hey Amigo down as being their favorite song?
Which one?
This one,
the
Hey
song
Amigo?
We're listening to now.
Oh, no, not me. But this is like a very happy song. Like, yeah, you get happy when you listen to it.
Yeah, it has really great energy. And the way it starts, too, is one of those where the energy swells as the music starts.
Yeah, it's
a really good way to...
Yeah, start off. Build up the energy.
Great way to start a song.
It's one of the few songs from this tour that she sang on the new tour as well in Mexico, obviously because of the Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
That's true, and it didn't change all that much either.
No, it's one of the most faithful.
It should have been a single. She should have had 5 singles or something, but that definitely should have been one of them.
Which could have every song be a single.
Well, yeah, but...
Can anybody translate her little speech she just did?
Yeah, I know we missed. We got to pay attention next time to listen to what she's saying.
Or take notes ahead of time.
Well, that's what we're supposed to have done, but...
I kind of like this part. No, I don't know what you
part of the movie.
The little why she does.
Part. Right there.
So would you say this is your favorite song, Jung?
Not necessarily a favorite song, but favorite part. Right when she lays on the stage there.
Well, this song
actually got a lot
of those, like, Lily moments with the drop-off and the spinning and all those little things.
You see that huge bear that gets dropped on the stage? How would you like to have, like, carried that to the concert with you?
Yeah, how does that work out?
There's I love how she dodges that one. Yeah.
Actually, I'm one to talk. I brought a big bouquet of flowers to one of her concerts.
Okay,
oh, that's one of my favorite.
Of flowers is a little bit different.
Well, yeah, that was my favorite part where she starts kind of jamming when she's singing that Loc del Ego.
They probably had to be in line all day to get up front, too, the person with that bear.
Oh, man. Oh, and I kind of miss it here, but the other part that I really like is where she dodges a little bear tossing up on stage.
It does become kind of like a bear apocalypse up on the stage. Like, you know, like that scene in Gone with the Wind with all the Confederate soldiers. It's just like this line of dead bears on the stage.
This is where I feel the DVD really gets going.
Well,
oh, yeah, well,
it's
definitely the song.
And yeah. She's starting right. to move around a bit as well.
Yeah, it's all in the editing. No, but yeah, there's a lot of energy in this song, sure.
And the end where it builds and builds, and then there's a, you know, she spins. It's beautiful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite moments too. That's labeled as my wobbly moment, number one.
Wobbly?
You just have to know what that means.
See there, that's what I'm talking about, that close-up there. Her hair's a lot shorter than some of the other shots.
Yeah, well, the Olympia shows are actually, I think, the first on the whole tour, and Zenith, of course, is the last, so they couldn't have picked shows further apart in time.
Maybe it's just the angel, or, like, the alignment in the hair. She is jumping around quite a bit, so...
You can kind of tell by the audience, though, that I think a lot of this was filmed at that last show at the Zenith.
So this people are right up against the stage. That's cool.
She does a lot of emoting
there it is.
Things as well. Yeah, there's the twirl. There's the twirl.
Lightsabers.
Wobbly wobbly doo.
Very well.
This is one of my favorite parts where she kind of grooves with the guitar.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and the kick-ass guitar solo. That's what we need more of. Is some really. Oh yeah.
Well, this is one song that is definitely improved in the live version as opposed to the album version. It kicks so much more booty on the live version than on the album.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a concert thing, and they did crank up her concerts in Mexico too, but it is. I was thinking, you know, she needs more of that just, like, kick-ass guitar or something, you know, something to really bring the energy up.
Well, especially since she really seems to get into it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was great.
In terms of comparison with the studio albums, I really love the intros for every song. Like, they do this little thing, like they speed it up.
The little merry-go-round theme for Sean Amer, yeah.
Yeah, all those.
I love that guy reaching out there. That was great.
Yeah, he's
people sometimes
nice.
Mistake that for Ricardo, but it's not him.
I know when I first saw that, I was thinking, is that Ricardo, man? Like, I didn't really know what he looked like very well, so I was like, that kind of makes me think of Ricardo. It's Ricardo!
For those who don't know, Rude. Ricardo is the admin of AlizeForum.com. And you do see him later in on this DVD. I'll point it out when we get
oh,
to
that's
it.
Awesome. You'll have to
oh, it cool. I didn't know that.
That, well...
Cliffa!
I think I know all
oui, je suis sir.
I love it when she bellows. She's not dainty at all. She just lets it rip.
Oh, yeah.
This is just
like a million times before.
This is just like the best song ever.
Word.
This is what changed me from being just liking Alizé to a fan.
It is funny how many of the people in the audience have their lighters up as she's singing the song.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, you mean it's not one of those kind of songs?
So this is more or less the same choreography as she was doing for the live performances in the sailor suit, but obviously the outfit is different. Is it as effective? Is it more effective? Less effective? What do you guys think?
Well, she doesn't have quite the same kind of energy and snapping and stuff because she's actually singing this, so she can't quite move the same way, I think, is one thing.
Yeah. This is actually my favorite performance in general, Mark.
My favorite performances of it, maybe it's the March 15th, but she just really is, like, snapping her hips and, you know, she's just got all the movements putting a lot of energy.
You know you're hardcore when you start just bringing up dates. I thought the best performance was March 15th.
Well, there's not that many of those.
No, but I'm like, I like that one with, you know, the blue lights. I don't come out, I don't bust out dates.
I think that's the one with like science the squares in the background, right?
Well, what I should do is name the place and, you know, the channel and all that.
Such as Eurobest?
Such as that.
Oh, we're separating the men from the boys now.
Okay, right there. I love that part where they all start moving together. Where she walks back and then they do the arm swings. That was great.
Do we feel, well, how do we feel about backup dancers? Does that add to Jean Aymar or take away from it compared to the television performance?
Well,
I think in this performance it does add to it.
Yeah.
I think it does add to it in concert.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like her backup dancers. You know what I was going to say about her backup dancers? It's funny. It's like they all seem a little too hyper or something, which is fine. It's cool. And it's kind of cool that Alize seems more relaxed. Like, oh, you know, she's the pro.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. She's done it a million times before. She's like this dominant, self-confident, all that. Like, exactly. And here you can, like, start hearing her doing some kind of painting and feeling a bit out of breath. And that's when you realize she's been, like, dancing, moving. She's been, intensive dancing.
Like, non-stop for just about 2 hours,
rapping,
right?
Singing for 5 minutes.
Dude, that's...
And it's like,
that is seriously hard. I mean, even, it doesn't look like she's been doing really vigorous stuff, but, dude, it is.
Like, withholding this connection with the crowd and all that. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you can hear a slightly different sound quality on the heavy dancing numbers, which both is, you know, because she's, you know, moving a lot. Also, I think the different type of sound equipment, which is nice because it gives the recording a real live sense. It doesn't feel artificial like a lot of other live albums I know of.
I was just going to say, I like when she does the intense eyes there.
Yeah, she does a lot of that when she sings. She does a lot of emoting. It's interesting.
Yeah, these close-ups at the end were just were a dagger through my heart.
Like that right there.
Yeah. There she goes.
Exactly.
Her voice is a little... more silly, perhaps, when she's doing it there, but it's so cute. You know, it's great.
So we've just been joined by Amaraj. Amaraj, I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Oh, hey, Raj, what's up, man?
I'm Raj.
I always thought that was a weird shot to end that on. Let's close up on the drummer's soul patch.
Yeah. Sometimes, like when she did acoustic, and they kept showing the band members, and it's like, dude, what the hell? We're trying to watch all these.
I don't want to look at the drummer.
It's cool. They did a good job editing on here, but in that thing, they didn't.
Now the lighters come out.
Oh yeah.
I hope everybody else has theirs all.
Oh, well, of course.
As far as you know.
Get your Zippos.
Are we going to do a video chat next time?
Sure.
Overkill.
I have
it might be
radio.
Overkill.
I lit my hair on fire. You can tell next time you see me.
I was laughing, but I didn't hit the button.
Thanks for letting us know.
I said something really brilliant, but I forgot to hit the button.
Oh, you know, it seemed like I heard a little bit of the Island Jam, just a tinge, maybe, during Jean Le Mao. You got to listen to that again later. Tell me if you do. You know, the new Island Jam version.
Well, the guitar is definitely played up a lot more in the live version, which I think is it.
Well, I was thinking of a sound that reminded me of her new version of it on this concert. Just slightly.
It's funny how much the bassist really gets into this song.
He gets into a lot of the songs.
Well, who doesn't?
Well, my notes on this one says her singing was really good.
Yeah, well, this is just very cute. All of it. Nothing more I can say, really. It's just a cute song.
Well, this was her favorite song off that album, wasn't it?
Did she say that?
I think I remember her saying that because it was the one that related most to her personally.
Well, that's interesting. Who are these guys?
Well,
that's what I want to know.
She's kind of cute, actually.
Yeah, I remember reading an article about
that. I'll volunteer to be the older guy.
You could see two guys fighting over her, though.
I could see a whole stadium of guys fighting over her.
He is just so into it. It's hilarious.
Well, now I'm just going to be laughing about that every time.
Hi, Edgar.
Hey, Edgar, you're here. Say something. Anyone know any Spanish?
Dos tequilas, por favor.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Okay, and that's it for the white frilly dress. We're into our first costume change.
Oh, yes. And this next song, I miss this one. I wish she could have done it in her Mexico concert, or I just wish I could have been there for it.
Get ready for a funny little elbow dance.
Or am I out of sync? Oh, no, I was thinking of Imelda Diesel. Is that... What's this?
No, this is Gourmandise's first.
Gourmandise.
I love this funked up extended intro.
I got my stuff
yeah,
out of
Yeah, this is what I'm
here.
Talking about. These little intros. It's exactly what I'm talking about.
See, but what kills me then is then they cut
they really
it for the album version,
intros.
Which I don't get.
You mean the CD? The audio CD?
Yeah, the audio CD, they really chopped down this whole funked up extended intro, which is too bad, because I really like it.
And they want to get on
one
disc.
They cut a bunch of stuff.
Damn technology.
So I wish Matt was here, because there's...
there we go. I love when she did that. Or she does a little twist there.
Sorry, Ben, what did you say there?
We're talking about stuff being cut off the CD, and I wish Barrett was here in the chat because he could tell us there's some stuff cut even off the DVD, and he was at one of these shows, so he could tell us more about that.
So here we've got the first appearance of the blue and white checkered dress. Does anyone have this down as being their favorite outfit? So that's a no.
Well,
guess not. She's still pretty darn cute, though, anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing, because it's a really weird dress, if you ask me. It's like she put on a picnic blanket or something. But at the same time,
well, she that's looks appropriate for the like, song.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, she looks amazing. I mean, that's a strange. Imagine like Britney Spears putting on one of those. It wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about Alize. Some of the dance moves are maybe a little silly looking or something, but she always totally pulls it off and comes off super sexy and everything.
Even though it's not my favorite outfit, I'd probably say it's the one the opinion of which has gone up the most for me, since I started out really not liking this dress, and now I like it quite a lot.
She has that signature move where she puts her left hand on her hip, and here she's got a pocket to put her hand in. I always like that.
Yeah. I was going to say, well, she got a pocket. Yeah, pues, c'est bon. Apparently that's still in style, dresses with pockets.
Okay, so here we're coming up to probably my favorite part.
She still does that part.
She turns away. Yeah, it's so great.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I kind of like the Miam Miam version here with the, like, blurry kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
With the like, blurry effect. Because that's the effect that's the effect that hits you when she does that, really. I mean, like...
There's no blurring. I think it's just you losing your mind.
Yeah, exactly. I think
no, there's no good video quality of it online, so...
No. There is a blur.
Yeah, there's a blur in the one he's talking about.
Yeah, everyone I've gotten has.
Or well, that's
one that don't.
You're talking about the one from 2003, that performance?
I'm not quite sure. The one, I think the ones that's put out on the LC America video section. The one with the meow meow. There's a blur effect when she's turning around.
But she's got long hair, right?
Yeah. Or like half long. Yeah, long.
So now this song isn't on the CD at all.
Yeah, that is true. I never realized that.
Two CDs. So I guess one can rip from the DVD somehow, though, right?
Yeah,
that's possible. Does anyone think that this one guitarist is kind of out of place with the rest of the band?
Well, he just kind of showed up out of nowhere here, it seems like, for this song, right?
It's just like, compared to the others, this... Yeah, no, I know he's been there, but compared to the other two, he looks like he could teach kindergarten.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
I've had the same thoughts.
It's the non-electric guitar, acoustic guitar, you know?
Yeah, he's the acoustic dude. He plays the drums, too, later, during Mon Maquis, I believe.
Is it? Oh, yeah, the normal drums, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just have to say, her band members, I'm sorry, but they were a little cooler back here than now. Sorry.
Oh, come on, you can't say anything bad about DJ Carr.
No, he's cool, dude. He's cool. I got a picture with him.
Her bandmates are all more sort of built up back in this day.
Yeah, these are some real guys, and like...
They're actually real, man.
Yeah, they wanted girls to come to her concerts, too, so they got some studs out there.
Well, Mylene would have probably picked these guys out, wouldn't she?
There you go. That must be what happened.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of...
Which still doesn't explain the kindergarten teacher.
Well,
yeah, it gets more points.
Cancellation. Cancellation on the acoustic guitar guy that bring in the kindergarten teacher.
So are we keeping scores on the flirting competition here?
Ben Stiller, is that who the guy I'm thinking you're missing?
He does look a little bit like Ben Stiller.
Hey, no offense, guy, you rock. You're playing with Alize, you know, I mean, can't criticize at all.
No, he's still awesome. Yeah, there's the hand on the hip again.
Yeah, I have my pick on who's your favorite band member, but I'll tell you later.
There's a little singing along going on behind the scenes.
It's really hard not to.
I love that little moment there where her voice goes up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is my favorite song of this album, but not of this DVD concert thing. But I really like this song.
Do they didn't even have seats at this concert. They had a huge just standing section, it looked like, if not the whole place.
Yeah, all standing. Well, no, there were seats in the back, but no one was using them.
I wish they wouldn't have had seats in Mexico.
Am I the only one who loves this song?
No, absolutely, I love this song.
Okay, so this is my favorite.
This is also when it really improves live.
Oh, yeah, great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
With the drumming and her, like, drifting around, feeling the groove and all that, it's like, yeah, it's amazing.
Well, you get a different kind of energy from Alize when she's singing this song. That's cool.
Well, it's not even really singing. It's more almost like spoken word.
Yeah.
No, I disagree.
Rapping Alize.
I must say.
Rap smack.
She is one
It's
of
definitely
the only...
singing. It's just a different kind of thing.
Yeah. Anyway, she is one of the only pop stars that I prefer live over the album versions.
No, absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that.
One of like.
Well, as
three...
to that. As to that, I just, you know, you had the question. I think I do like the studio versions better, but it's sort of like you gotta have both. They both have their place.
No, I like the live versions much better.
Yeah, me too.
There's just so much more energy in the live versions.
There's not
me,
very many pop stars you can say that about.
No, absolutely.
For me, it depends on the song, but this definitely much better live, as well as several others. This was also number one on my playlist when I was traveling around Corsica.
Oh yeah, definitely something to play when you're going on those windy roads.
Yeah, really moody song.
Okay, you know what? You asked which drum or guitar player she likes better. It's neither. It's the drummer.
No, I agree. I think it's the drummer.
Yep. You can tell at the end.
Exactly what I wrote.
Yeah, at the end. At the end, man, it's starting to look like there's actually a little something going on there.
Well, he's a musical director.
Okay, she
show,
is married at this point.
She doesn't
know
he's a musical director.
I don't know.
Lot.
Okay, yeah, that's what it is. But, you know, she definitely had some energy going with that guy.
Well, it's almost kind of like he's the director of the show, not choreography-wise, but we talk about, like, the song intros and the way everything sounds. That's basically down to him. So she probably worked a lot with him, had a lot of meetings, so that's probably why.
Right.
Maybe he's giving more back to her.
Personal attention.
Right.
You know, the keyboardist doesn't get a lot of play in this, but the keyboardist is actually really good on this one.
Unless you're Tumas and you play the keyboard, you're probably not going to get a lot of attention.
I love the song.
Yeah, if you can't be Jeremy, then you got to be Louis, the director, whatever you call him.
Is it just me or when her two backup singers sort of come up alongside her, it looks like they're about to like knock her out or something?
I didn't notice that.
And au revoir to the blue and white dress.
Au revoir.
All right. Goodbye.
Man, I got my songs out of order here. What happened?
Awesome guitar solo at the end of this one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she has good backup singers. That helps.
Yeah, I just think the backup singers are great. They're machines.
You can buy them in Tokyo.
We'll see.
All right, there we go.
Dynamite song.
Yeah, it's so unapologetically poppy, but it's just awesome.
Yeah, I think it's the drum that I don't really like. It's not one of my favorite songs. Of course, I like all her songs, but this one, she has some nice dance moves. Unfortunately, they don't show it enough.
No, I know. Every time I see this, I want to shoot the director for the way they shot it.
Like that one where she puts her hands down and then kind of does that hip roll.
Does that little hip swivel, yeah. That's probably my favorite little bit of choreography in the entire show.
Yeah, you only really see it once toward the end.
Let's just take all the parts where Alize is looking really hot and we'll just clip that. Oh, what the hell.
I so wish those dynamite sticks were sparklers.
That'd be kind of dangerous, though.
Ah, danger.
I don't want Alize setting her hair on fire.
Like Michael Jackson? Yeah, that would be bad.
Just give the sparklers to the backup dancers.
Yeah, who cares if they get
them? Yeah, they're not important.
Actually, I like the lightning in this. Like all the flashes and... And that big, like, flash thing behind her. And with a camera perfectly aligned in front, to get this really cool flashy thing.
Yeah, and then they use that in the end credits, too.
Yeah.
I think some of the shots in this, like the one we just saw very close up of her face, that would probably be pretty hard to get with an audience. And one of the old admins of Alize Forum said he went to the Zenith the day before the show and could see through the windows that they were rehearsing. So I actually think some of the close-up shots in this are probably taken from a rehearsal without the audience there.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, there are a few of them that you can't see the flashing going on. It's plain ambient lightning.
Well, in that one where they showed her face, it was like just kind of cut part of her face. I was like, what's up with that cut? That was not a very good one.
Well, it's a good song, high energy and all that. But it's not my favorite.
Yeah, I like when she puts her hand up to her right there.
Yeah, to do the, like the yeah.
So why didn't Alize end up being a James Bond girl anyway? What's up with that?
She was a U.S. artist, so they probably all have guns, though.
Hey, you know, she's still got time.
No, I just mean the culture is different.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking.
I think she
this
will
is
work
definitely another
Pierce
one
Brosnan
where it's much
Daniel
improved
Craig.
In the live version.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, with the. It's especially if you're watching the video.
Yeah, that does help.
Here we go. The Latin thing.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Merci. Moi, Lolita. And again, the intro. Introversion. The concert DVD.
Yeah, the better, extended version, yeah.
Should add it to
this
the studio.
Really awesome.
I want to know what they used to make those sounds that they did, that kind of electronic sound.
This song always gets good intros. In Mexico, it had a very different but also really awesome intro. I guess because it's her most famous, they want to build it up as much as possible.
Actually, that's why I'm surprised they do the song here and they don't save it for the encore.
Elle a dit avec moi.
She's bellowing again.
You hear that, tout le monde?
Stop bragging.
She said, sing with her. Très fort.
This is shortened a lot on the CD.
Yeah, they take out the encore.
Yeah, it does get cut a lot at the end.
C'est pas ma faute. Et quand je dans ma langue chat, je vois les autres. Tu prêt à se jeter sur moi, c'est pas ma faute à moi. Si j'entends tout autour de moi, hello, Elitea. Moi, Lolita, come on,
somebody
people.
Stop him.
Go, Roman, go.
Yo, if this is a real concert, man, we'd all be yelling it, you know it.
Yeah, that's true.
We won't be able to hear any of us, though.
Well, I guess that's the thing.
This is strictly professional here, so keep it down.
It's like listening to it in your car, but the speaker's cranked.
I like that where she did that little backwards hop there.
I love the jumping. We're strutting. Points for the best.
I like there when she goes up with the musicians.
She interacted a lot less with her musicians in Mexico.
Well, yeah, she just had a whole different kind of thing going on. Well, and she had the Arlequins and stuff to interact with, but...
Yeah, the drummer was, like, behind a glass wall.
Come on?
I don't know why they do that at a concert.
Lolita.
Actually, yeah, I like how in the new version of Lolita, she samples music.
Yeah, I like that too. Some people hate it, but I like it a lot.
Oh, I like that part. I want to be standing there when she does that.
So there's an Olympia shot right there.
Yeah, I was just noticing the big barrier. Oh, this is great right here.
I love the little twirl she does so she comes out of it.
Yeah, and she timed the scream to go with the song.
And we have the famous American flag on the stage here, which was thrown up by Dusty, a member of Alize Forum, at the January...
So it is an American flag. I was wondering about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The guy who threw it up there, he hasn't been around lately, but he used to post quite a lot. He was there with a bunch of other people from Alize Forum.
I'll never forgive myself for not knowing about Alize and being there.
Hey, I have it even worse. I did know about her and still wasn't there. I knew who she was, but wasn't a big fan yet. Certainly not enough to go to France.
Oh, that is worse.
Yeah, that could have happened. I probably wouldn't have thought that I could do it. I just bought a house in 2002 and, you know...
Okay, this is hands down my favorite part in the entire show.
Oh, yeah. That look that she gives him right after this there.
Yes, absolutely.
Straight through.
And then this look here, she walks
like
away.
She just realized he was being naughty.
And then taking the guitar.
That's too funny.
Right in front of the flag, too.
Awesome. This knob controls she can't play, how
but
the
how
gets.
She plays.
With the palm of her hand.
I know, I was laughing at that too.
It's all good.
Yeah, we know we're not supposed to take it too seriously. Oh, and the jump, which is now a signature part of her concert. She did that on all the concerts in Mexico, of course.
Here we got the DVD exclusive. Hey, what's that
I like
guy?
Those guys right there. Those guys are awesome!
Yeah, the crowd is beautiful.
They make it look like a lot more than it was, though. They make it look like Mexico, 10,000 people or something, but there's probably about 4,000 people in most of those audience shots.
Yeah, they have great editing.
Okay, so nobody's mentioned it yet. This is probably my favorite outfit.
Mine too, yeah.
What?
Oh, Lily's midriff, how we miss you.
Jimmy Dean's leaving us. Bye, man.
See you, Jimmy.
Later.
Thanks for coming out, man.
Yeah, so in the Mexico concert, this one time where she was going to do the jump, and she was, like, holding it, and she's like, I'm not going to do it. Am I going to do it? And she got that really cute, happy face look. That was great.
So here's a single from this live album.
This is actually one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I love singing the first part of this, at least.
Yeah, one of the best songs.
There was a lot of promotion planned around this song, live performances and stuff. And I remember it was interesting, like, as I said, I was not really a fan yet when the concerts were happening, but I was really getting into the scene when the DVD was coming out, and some of my first stuff as a staff member of, like, Alize fan page and stuff was writing about the release, and we all thought there'd be performances and promotion of this song, which then didn't really happen, and we could talk about why, but maybe not now. But, yeah, so I remember the DVD coming out and good times with that, but we were hoping there'd be a lot more, too.
Yeah, I wish you would tell me more about that. I've been trying to ask about that for a while.
I love where the crowd doesn't put up with her saying she's ugly.
Yeah, that's great. That is great. So another, here it comes.
No.
Right, is that what she was giggling at there? That was great.
Yeah, that's what she's giggling at there.
Understatement of the year of 2003 goes to whoever was holding that sign.
Okay, so another Roroshan pays too much attention here. Is that a birthmark or a scar on her eyelid?
Anyone know? I don't know.
Looks like a scar. There was some story about that, but I'm not sure if it's true, so I'm not going to repeat it. But looks like a scar to me.
Yeah, it looks like a scar to me. Looks like a chicken pox scar or something like that. I mean, I don't know.
That's a possibility. I never thought of that. This is really kind of obsessing now, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always like the look on that guy's face when I look it up there.
He's just so in love with her. I know. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. That would be me.
Me too.
I like that girl in the crowd singing there, too.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
Gets me every time.
You know, I was looking at the program that I have for this, and as you can see, she's really, like, wet, man. She's got sweaty on some of these. She must have got
pretty
hot.
Well,
it's
got to be really hot under those lights.
Yeah, the lights and that leather outfit and all that.
A lot of movement.
I think it's more vinyl, but yeah, it'd be hot.
Oh, whatever that is.
Naugahyde.
Naugahyde.
I'm going to go down and say the next two songs sort of taken together form my favorite bit of the DVD.
This, I really love this song. I mean, sometimes I'll be driving my car, start getting a little teary listening to this song.
See, it's strange because Parlez Tout Bas I've never been able to get into.
I like the way she's doing this serious song, but she's got to look at the crowd and kind of smile.
This is also one that, yeah, I never really got into this song on the album, but the live version, I just think it's beautiful. And then I love how it contrasts with the energy of the next number. So it's just like my favorite 10 minutes of the concert, you know, all rolled into one.
Well, in this song, it's I think she has the most feeling, or the song itself brings that. And it really helps to know what she's saying.
Well, okay, there you kind of have the edge over me.
I don't really follow it when I'm listening to it, but, you know, I've looked at the translation enough times that I know what the song is about.
Sparklers!
And I know some of the words, maybe like half of it or something.
I like how she uses the, you know, the turning staged and walks in the opposite direction as turning to sort of almost like a slow treadmill. That is another thing I like about this song. And that shot.
Every time the toe comes around, though, I'm always,
I was thinking of that.
Every time the toe comes around, though, I'm convinced she's going to trip over it.
But she's too smart.
Oh, man, that's weird because I think
you got to trust in the Alize, man. She knows what she's doing.
She's extremely sure-footed. She's got Bear Mageddon going on up there.
You know,
yeah, like
she never steps on the American flag.
She first starts walking. Yeah, she's very deft.
No.
She hops right over stuff and everything.
Sure.
Isn't there one part where she... Didn't she, like, actually jump over it at one point or something?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. Look at that Alize moment there. Oh, there you go. The blowing the kisses. Those are always awesome. Just standing there being sweet Alize that everyone loves.
Such a sad song, too, though. You know, about like growing up and leaving childhood behind.
Yeah, that's what it get me is yeah.
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 Yeah, it's hard to think of words. It's very evocative of that time in life and so forth.
There you go. Well done.
And it makes one think about Alize and her emotions, you know?
True, though. I think it's a very sort of Millennium-themed song as well. Her influence is strong here, which, I mean, to me, that's not a bad thing.
Well, in general, I think, you know, these first two albums are just generally designed to make people fall in love with Alize, and they totally worked.
Yep.
Whereas in now, she's, you know, got more adult thing going on, the sense of sort of exploring ideas and just, you know, getting stuff from stories from Jean Foc that don't really have anything to do with her.
I think this little extra chorus here at the end where she just stands there adds a lot to it that you don't get off this studio version as well, which is another reason this is one of those that really improves live, I think. And then this last shot as if she's almost going away is just great. And then in the words of Monty Python, and now for something completely different in the next song.
Oh, I love Citroptard so much.
This is also where, at the end of the song, you could see a bunch of people from Alize Forum, so I'll mention that when we get closer to it.
Yeah, this song in particular, she has such great expressions.
Yeah, she really gets into it.
This was one of, the studio version of this song was one of the first that really got me into Alize as well, because it just sounded so, like, sort of hip and cool and French to me. As I've mentioned before, you know, I'd known who she was, but it wasn't until I sat down and listened to this album that I was like, wow, I really like this singer.
The fact that it's the best song on all the albums too helps.
Yeah, this is my favorite one.
In that shot like that, where you just saw the camera sort of turning around, toward the end of the song, you'll be able to see Ricardo, the founder of Alize Forum, as well as several admins from who aren't around too much anymore. Mark, Back in Black, and Ron, who was the one who saw the rehearsal, as well as some of the German moderators from that site. So I'll just sort of be like, there it is when that shot comes up, since it only lasts a few seconds.
Yeah, it was great meeting Mark and Paris. He had all these old stories from times, stuff that I had never heard about.
Yeah, I wish we had someone here who was at one of these shows, like Barrett or someone else who could tell us more.
Well, I'm sure this isn't the only one of these we'll do.
We gotta find some other shows to watch, maybe.
Come on, Alize, where's the new concert DVD? She's got to finish her tour first.
There's definitely a demand for it, because that torrent that I put up a couple months ago, that's still going strong.
Yeah, and that's such a great recording, too.
I know, but can you imagine how much better it would look professionally edited together?
Well, absolutely. Lots of people in Mexico were saying that was going to happen, so I don't know why it hasn't. You know, everyone was saying it was in the works.
Well, and there's that guy who said that he got the DVD that night after the show. What's up with that?
Calamity.
Yeah, I love that part.
It's got a cool 60s vibe, this song.
I like where she's, quote, whispering in the guy's ear.
I love that he's singing along with her.
I didn't even notice that. Sorry, not looking at him.
I love this moment, too.
Yeah,
I like that. Where she does the so-so, yeah, I love that.
Here we go. There,
absolutely.
Funny Alize.
Yeah, we just saw the Alize Forum people.
Well, I guess I'll have to go back later and look.
You got a fist pump to this. Oh, here they come again if you missed them the first time. More briefly. And then sort of the icing on the cake is the solos coming up here.
See, I was going to say earlier that I actually heard the live version of this before I heard the studio version. And the studio version sounds so antiseptic almost compared to the live version.
That's interesting. You know, I obviously heard the studio first and I really loved it. And then I heard this and I love it too. I can't really pick a favorite other than just say I love both.
I love how
concert versions are concert versions, you know?
No, but it Young's right in that it's really rare that a concert version could actually surpass the studio version.
So this is, I guess this is the song that will come closest to heavy metal.
No.
For the, for Alize.
For your metalheads.
Yeah.
And Roshan, I have to say, I agree with you. The only pop star that can do this better live, one of like three. If we were going metal, I would say almost all of their live songs are better than their studio.
Was that guy playing the guitar up against the mic stand there?
I'm pretending to, I guess.
I'm just trying to figure out what he was doing.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Look at that, there's like 10,000 people there.
You got your Yuppie-Doo towels? Let's go.
Yeah, see, we need Cooney to be on for this one. Too bad he kind of faded away.
With a video
I was there with I was there when he did his dance.
The audience having the towels here, that's a total total fan thing, only done at the last show, and it was organized mostly by the French fans, and I can tell you from what they've said is Ozzy was totally surprised by that. And when they throw him up on stage, that look on her face, that's genuine shock there.
Yeah, that's a great part.
Well, especially because she catches one in the head.
Oh, I don't remember that. Yeah, she usually dodges stuff. What's up?
Yeah, she gets beamed by a scarf.
Okay, this is my second favorite outfit here. I like this one. It's so cute.
Yeah, second favorite here, too.
I like the painter outfit.
She
like
could wear something like
Mario.
Super Mario. I was gonna say she could wear something like that now. I mean, the cover of Cirque d'Elise or the back. She's wearing the overalls. Why not? I wonder if she actually has like any of these clothes, you know?
As I was saying the other day, there was some interview, and I don't remember if it was about her like performance clothes or stage clothes or both, but saying she returned them to the production company.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
I know, Edgar, you were asking for that interview, and off the top of my head, I can't remember which one it is. I just remember reading that somewhere.
Yeah, I think that was a spoken one, maybe. I don't remember.
It's all a jumble.
What, you don't know dates?
No, I was just tricking you guys with that one.
So disappointed.
Dude, I'm not RMJ.
But who is, really?
Yeah.
Only RMJ is RMJ.
I wish I had, like, his knowledge, but, yeah.
I wish I had his Ollie's A collection.
Oh, yeah, that too, of course. Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at mine, and it's just like, this is kind of pathetic.
Dude, mine is, like, 4 CDs and a DVD.
Well, I decided a long time ago I wasn't going to try to collect all the old stuff because it's just too much. And there's just no way, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty like OCD, so if I started, I probably wouldn't be able to stop. So I just got.
Oh, that's exactly why I haven't started.
But I did decide I was going to get all the new stuff, and I think I have everything except for maybe a couple of those Mexican mixed discs. It's sort of like, well, so they, how many mixed discs are they going to happen to toss something on that I need to have, you know?
You know, her vocal quality on this song is really good considering how much moving around she's doing.
That is a good point.
Yeah, it's also probably the best dance made exclusively for the concerts. Like, some of the other dances are modified versions of something done for videos and live appearances, but this is, you know, the first time people saw this dance.
Here, watch. Oh, you missed it. It's right there.
Yeah, I saw it. I love that face she does as she jumps, you know.
This comes close to rivaling Parley to Va as well, but I think I like the other one more, especially because it goes along with Cet Reptar. But this is still an amazing... This is probably, I think, her best vocal performance on the album.
What song are we on? Because I'm on YouTube here.
When she gets that, what is it, falsetto or whatever, where the voice kind of wavers. She does that really well here. It's like, wow, it sounds like a studio version.
We're on Tempete, and Amraj, could you turn your recording volume up a bit? I heard you there, but barely.
All right.
My notes for this one literally read, I got nothing.
Yeah.
It must be nice for her to be able to sit down here, take a little rest.
Well, especially after that last one. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, in some of these, something that I was going to say is it seemed like they should have given her a little more time because she's, like, breathing really hard and stuff, and it's good. She pulls it off, but still, it seems like she needed a little break on some of these.
Well, certainly I think some of that's, you know, cut out of the DVD. Like, I keep saying I wish Barrett or someone else at the concert who was here to tell us, but I do know between this song and A Country Corn, the DVD cuts out a large instrumental introduction, like the ones Tom loves so much, which is a bit of a shame, though you can hear that music on the main menu, interestingly enough.
Ah, nice trivia point there. Okay, well, my notes also say it's cool how they made use of space on this. They make everything look, they make the stage look really big and everything. This place can't be all that big.
Yeah, that's also, I've heard from people who are there, that everything was much smaller, the stage, the audience, especially any shots from Olympia. I can say I've not been to the Zenith for other shows in Paris, but I've been to several at Olympia, and that place is really small. And so even when they show the audience and there's a barrier there, and especially when they show the stage, I mean, that's like probably about 1,000 people can fit in the Olympia.
Yes, yeah, so they have this big giant shoe, and then on other parts, it's like the set changes, and it's like, where'd they get all that? How did they put other stuff on there, you know?
You know, that's really funny. I've never noticed that the set changes.
Well, like when she's introducing her dancers, and they're on that kind of merry-go-round thing where they have the poles and stuff, it's like, where's that now, you know?
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
So, yeah, you kind of get this illusion like it's this really huge set or something.
It is pretty tall, though, I think.
Yeah, plenty tall. But those Mexico concerts, it's like it had to have been bigger. And, I mean, it is in Mexico concerts. She has musicians like DJ Carve are like up on a separate stage behind her, and so it kind of cuts the stage in half, so it looks smaller than it probably actually was. That's one thing. So when they come out with that concert DVD, I'll talk a lot about this one.
You remember back in On Concert when she did that? That was cool.
That was a great look there at the end of this song.
This is another one of those songs where it helps to know what she's saying to kind of get into it more, you know? I like that merci beaucoup at the end. It's just soft and sweet.
So here's where a big intro got cut out. I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, she does a costume change, so, doesn't she?
No, not yet.
Next song.
It's the encore.
Okay, yeah, so I wasn't paying attention for it. They just add stuff in, like they add the poles there, but it's still the same thing. But there are certain parts of it where you know, if you're not really paying attention, it looks like the set has changed and there's different stuff going on.
Yeah, and I guess that's what the intro that they cut out was for, to set up those polls. Actually, it's interesting, Moko, another admin from Alize Forum, and so I keep mentioning that site, but he was also at the concert, and people from that site, or the ones who were at the concert, did a really cool mix where he took the music from the main menu of this DVD and sort of recreated his memory of this song. And I don't remember the exact length, but if you look around, that's floating around the internet.
Oh, nice. I'll have to hunt that down.
Cool.
Her elbow really super hyperextends when she's waving.
Yeah, I wish you guys hadn't pointed that out. It bothers me now when I see it.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
My mom's arm kind of does that, but she says because she fell off a horse and broke her arm, so I don't know what to do.
It hurts to see it.
Wow. I never heard that you can get that. Yeah, I never heard about getting that from falling. I've known a few people who are born double-jointed there and can do that. But yeah, looking at it, so it gives me the willies too.
I don't know. That's what she said. Or maybe I just remember that, you know, from some time when I was a kid and it didn't actually happen. Who knows? Oh, yeah, this is a great song where she walks back and forth, touching the audience about 20 times or so.
Did anyone else think she was absolutely crazy the first time you saw her doing that?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, oh my god, are you nuts?
Going down into the barrier? Which part do you find nuts? Touching their hands at all or going down into the barrier?
No, when she jumps down into the barrier and she's, like, walking, that's just... Like, oh my god, what are you doing? Maybe it's a cultural thing, but I don't think that's something you would see at an American show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen
Well, they have a big that's barrier.
You won't see it in a pop show.
Okay, well, pay attention to the part where she does go down, and there's the barrier, and there's the guards and stuff there. And think about that, and then realize it was a lot crazier in Mexico, and she did the same thing.
And again, remember, this has to be Olympia, because there wasn't a barrier at Zenith, and again, that place is a lot smaller than it looks, so it's not as many people as it seems.
Dude, I was like, just barely got in time, and I was reaching out, stretching, and got there just in time for her to touch my hand.
Yeah, I was up against the barrier in Monterey with about 100 Mexicans on my back.
Yeah, it was great.
I hear that's how you like it, though. I'm sorry, we were supposed to keep this PG, weren't we?
That's your rules, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Who's been talking to you?
I feel bad.
We got pretty far before we broke our own rules.
Can you edit that?
Did anybody see the little kid that's sitting there on the other side of the barrier?
That's sitting right on the barrier, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that the last time I watched it, like yesterday.
I just think that's so cute.
Well, that makes me wonder, whose kid is that? Why is she sitting there?
Probably trying to keep from being crushed.
Well, yeah, maybe that, and because she's a little kid, so she wouldn't be able to see anything if she wasn't on the other side.
She just looks so stunned as Alize goes walking past her. It's like, what?
Well, yeah, she's just sitting there.
Yeah, it's great. Fifi LaBasse.
And this is why she likes
some music. I love that. What is she doing right there?
I love the little Louis dance she does. Louis dance.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's going to be called now. You know, one thing about the Mexico concerts, they need to kind of take their time. It seems like they rush through them on some of them. It just seemed like it went way too quick. I need a lot more Alize. What's up?
Where do I get that job?
Which job?
Just standing there playing the tambourine.
Oh, he does the tambourine also.
That's great.
You gotta be a really good tambourine player.
Someone's got to get hold of Jeremy, tell him to put a lot of tambourine into the next one, so you know, we can get some extras in here.
I can handle that.
Jeremy, more cowbell.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, as I was saying that, I was thinking more cowbell.
Here we go with Fifi again. I don't think he's got enough love on this commentary track. Yay!
I like how her yell kind of turned into a howl on one of those.
And they have to give us a slow motion arm bend, huh?
So something I've always wondered is why they do JPBA for the encore and they didn't save Moi Lolita for the encore.
Well, this
song rocks, man. I don't know.
This isn't like a good... This is not a explanation that you'll like, but I think the true explanation is this was the current single at the time.
Oh, that's true. That does make sense.
I was thinking of that, too.
It's a little more rocky, too, and they usually have those as encores.
Does she look extra cute here, or is it just me?
Well, extra. Isn't that through the whole thing? Yeah, you're definitely right.
It's true, but I'll say, you know, my opinion of... I didn't like the Gourmandise dress at first, and now I really do. Here's one dress just never worn to. And
no, I agree. So I don't like it as much.
What are those Gourmandise on her dress there? I was going to wonder. I think that I've seen a close-up. I just can't remember. Looks like little candies or something.
On this dress?
Yeah, the little red things.
Oh, I like the wagging thing there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is kind of a strange dress.
Yeah, the dress is weird, but something about her face and hair, I don't know. Maybe she got cooled down during the break or something.
Well, there was a wardrobe change, so there was probably a bit of a break between them.
Going back to this being the current single, I should say actually by the time of Zenith, A Contre Courant was the current single, but Je peux vous entendre, the music video for that was so conceived basically as a commercial for the concerts. That's why most of the musicians in that are the same as in the concert and at the beginning of the tour. It was sort of the single to promote the concert.
Good point.
It's probably my favorite of the singles.
Really? It's definitely my least favorite. Again, I'm not saying that doesn't mean I don't like it. I do like it, but it's definitely bottom of the pile for me.
Really?
You know, when I very first heard this song, it was like, yeah, it's okay. I mean, I guess I like it. But then I just really got into it after a while.
I feel two major factors which really aren't the song's fault. Well, one sort of is I'm not crazy about the lyrics. I think they're a bit childish. And then also this isn't the song's fault, but it was when her career started to get a bit rocky, and I think it wasn't the right image for the time. But again, that's a big discussion we won't get into here.
Yeah, sometimes this is one of the songs where you get some kind of like frivolous lyrics or whatever, but the energy is what's nice, you know?
It's great in concert.
That's one thing I want to mark out, the energy in overall, in everything. like she's, it's like she's on, at some point, it's like she's on LSD or something. I mean, she's like flying around. I mean, where does
she definitely gets something. She definitely gets something from the audience. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I think that's a good point. I think she's one of these performers who definitely does feed on the audience.
She's singing and doing jumping jacks at the same time. I'd say that's high energy.
You can tell, too, at the end of the song, she's so winded. Like, she's just...
Yeah, right there, you see her, like, taking
breath.
A... Swallowing him, like,
This
she can't even yell anymore.
This is another song left off the CD, and it seems weird since it's sort of like a showpiece, but I think that's probably the reason they left it off, is they felt her voice was going a bit...
Well, yeah, the vocal quality on it is not as good as the others, definitely.
Well, I like her singing, but I like it... That's what I say, I like it... Oh, more Alize kisses. Boom. Just gotta take these with me. Oh, and I like this remix. It's an awesome remix.
Is this the Benny Basse? Am I pronouncing that right?
Benassi? Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's an awesome remix.
Yeah, here we are at the end.
Yeah, I was gonna.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, I was gonna say, for that song and probably a lot of these others, you know, whether it sounds better here or not, I like it because, you know, it's sort of more personal or something, or it's, you know, it's more real. So it's a different experience. You're like, hey, that's really Alize, you know?
Yeah, about the, you know, the sound quality on the last song, I'll go back to my previous comment that those just, you know, reinforce that this is a real live recording. The sound recording I've always been impressed with, that it strikes a balance between being polished and very real as well, and that's a great thing.
Okay, well, does anyone have any closing thoughts just before we wrap this up?
Yay!
Let's see.
That shot Tom likes is coming up in a few seconds. I lost for words, I suppose.
Oh yeah,
well, that was great. That was fun.
That's great. I love the little nod she does here, like yeah.
Oh yeah, that just that kind of stuff where she was just really getting into it, yeah.
Well, this was definitely fun. I think it actually went a lot better than I was expecting it to.
Yeah, that went great. Thanks for the idea and setting it up.
Thanks, everybody, for showing up, too.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Roshan, for the idea, and Jung for hosting the server, and everyone else who helped make this actually work, which it's a surprise to me as well.
So now that I've made a commentary, I need to make a DVD.
Okay, well, good
next
luck
weekend?
With that.
I could maybe get us a video chat going.
Well, okay, I'm thinking like a movie or something, but, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
That's my second career choice.
Well, I got stuff for the action scenes if you need.
Just doing commentary tracks on random DVDs?
No.
What movie are we watching next week?
Well, let's see. We could do
a few weeks.
Oh, Les Enfoirés. There you go. Yeah, that's going to be a while because it's not going to come out till like March, and then we're going to have to watch it a bunch of times. So we're going to be pretty deep into this year by the time that comes around.
Well, we could do the previous one, but I was also saying the live show in a few weeks. I'm going to try to get to that. I think I'll make it.
Oh, yeah. It's really looking like I'm not going to make it, so unfortunately. But yeah, that's a good point. We could do the 2008.
Okay, I'm going to have to get my hands on a copy of 2008 before we do that.
Yeah, and you know what? That thing's
the Alize songs.
I was going to say, that thing's really long, too, so...
Yeah, we'll select the best parts. Oh, there's that is an awesome shot to end it on.
Yeah, that song was, like, the most choreographed. All right. Well, I guess we can take off, and I'll see you on the forums or something.
Yay. Okay, well, I will definitely set up something like this again for something. This just went too well not to.
Yeah, I hesitate to mention office space, but...
Huh? Whatever, worked.
That was fun. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, everyone.
This has been a production of Alize America, copyright 2008 and fully owned by its hosts. Our theme music was produced by I'm Raj. You can find more podcasts, high-quality videos, image galleries, discussion forums, and more, all dedicated to the one and only Alize, at alizeamerica.com.
Want to watch any of the extras?